Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
In the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna.
This is a Sainsbury's magazine recipe in association with Sainsbury's magazine. For more information, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. You'll find these recipes in the July 2016 edition of Sainsbury's magazine. Hello, my name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Free.
Welcome to the gorgeous kitchen. How are you?
Excellent. Getting ready for Christmas.
Yes, well, I'm really getting ready for Christmas, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But you know what we're doing? We are doing leftovers.
Fantastic.
What do you do with your turkey afterwards for leftovers?
Well, first you got to boil up the carcass. You know, there's turkey soup. Although turkey broth really isn't that.
Fatty enough.
Yeah, exactly. But I do it anyway. Mm. I love, because this, for me, it starts at Thanksgiving. You know, you have the turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce sandwiches. Those are the best.
Oh, that sounds really good. Well, I tell you what, I mean, I'm getting sick of doing what we're doing. We do coronation chicken stroke coronation turkey. So, you know, it's mayonnaise, a little bit of spice, and some almonds on the top. You know, it's very, very 1950s. Or we just have sandwiches, like you say, or salad. But guess what? After Christmas, you've got that feeling in your mouth when you just want something fresh. Mm-hmm. I think that's why on Boxing Day, you want the salads, you want the mayonnaise, you want the kind of tomatoes. But we're going to give a Mexicano. We're going to do 20-minute pulled turkey and cannellini bean chili.
Fantastic.
Which has got a kind of Mexican twist.
Oh, I like that.
And we're going to make it in 20 minutes.
Fantastic. That sounds even better.
So I've got an old turkey here. And so I've got the old...
I'm right here. You don't have to call me an old turkey.
But I've got the dark meat.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. So I thought we'd use that because so often people don't... You know, they're really happy with the breast, but they're a bit scared of the dark meat, aren't they?
I prefer the dark meat.
Yeah, but you
anything fattier.
Yeah. Is it fattier?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's muscle. Okay. Do you want to read out the ingredients?
Certainly. All right. So we have 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 2 garlic cloves finely chopped, 1 500-gram carton of passata, 1 to 2 teaspoons of mild chili powder.
Bought it specially, mild chili powder.
Yes, we don't want to scare anyone post Christmas. 2 teaspoons of ground cumin, 1 tablespoon of sugar, any kind it says, juice of half a lime plus wedges to serve, 600 grams of leftover cooked turkey, white or dark, shredded, 1 410-gram tin cannellini. Black or kidney beans.
Rinsed cannellini.
Cannellini. That's what we have. Yeah. Excellent. A handful of coriander chopped.
Yeah. You've got to chop that.
Okay, I'll chop that. No problem. Cooked rice to serve.
Just cooking the rice, baby.
Fantastic. Okay, I mean, literally, there's just 2 instructions.
Oh, my God.
How fabulous is that? Okay, in a large pan, heat the olive oil and fry the garlic on low heat for a few minutes until fragrant.
Okay, well, let's do that.
Okay.
And see how it goes. And we're going to try and eke it out because there's only 2 things to do. This can't be a podcast that finishes in 5 seconds. So
right.
We're going to put that. So I want you to start chopping the garlic, and I'll get the oil going in a pan.
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Okay. So we've got the mixtures all smelling really good. The spices and the aroma and the sugar and the lime are coming off. We've now added the cannellini beans. I've shredded the turkey.
Pop it in there, babe.
You can do it, baby. Fantastic. So it's Thanksgiving today, isn't it?
Because we're recording this
before December.
It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so you're not doing anything for it.
Well, we are, but I, you know, Thursdays.
We went out last night.
Went out last night, and also Thursdays, you know, in the middle of the week. It's not like we have the weekend off.
Yeah,
so, like we do in the States. Yeah. So we're actually going to have it on Sunday. And we have some people, friends coming over, and we have some people, friends visiting from Wales. So I'm going to inflict Thanksgiving on them.
And are they American?
No. Okay. That's why I say I'm going to inflict it on them.
Yeah. So tell us the Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, I do macaroni and cheese.
What?
I do.
What's macaroni and cheese got to do?
As a side dish.
Okay.
Turkey stuffing.
Mm.
Cranberry
sort of
stuff. Chestnut stuff.
Lovely, so that's like Christmas for us.
Yeah. It's very similar to the Christmas
meal.
Is it? It is.
What's the difference then? The macaroni, what else?
Pumpkin pie. Y'all don't do pumpkin pie.
And will you do that?
I don't like pumpkin pie, so no. Yeah. I won't. I'll do a lemon tart, because why not?
Yeah.
My Thanksgiving, my rules. Yeah. I also do this creamed corn dish, which is actually out of this world. It is, it's like custard corn. You toast bread, onions, and ham in the oven, drizzled with butter, bake that in the oven and toast until the bread's sort of toasty. That's the base. And then it's corn, you know, like sweet corn.
Sweet corn. Sweet corn. Have you done anything to the sweet corn?
It's cooked. You know, you do it. It's best if you have corn on the cob.
Yeah.
No, corn on the cob, and then you cut it off. Then you steam it and cut it off. But frozen is fine.
Yeah.
Not tinned, because you taste the tin. So frozen is fine if you can't do that. And then and it's cream and eggs and salt and pepper, and you bake
sort
that
like
in the oven.
Souffle.
Oh my God!
It's like bread and butter pudding.
Yes, but with corn and ham and toasted bread. It is
fabulous.
The most delicious thing ever.
Okay, great. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
So anyway, so we've added the shredded turkey and the beans, and we're simmering for 15 minutes.
Yeah. And then we're going to serve it over
Then we're going to stir the mixture every so often and pull apart the turkey with a fork. We've done that. We're going to serve with rice and top with coriander and an extra squeeze of lime.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, we'll just cook this for a bit longer, and then we're going to have a tasting session.
Fantastic.
So here we are, and we've got the chili, and it's in bowls, as you suggested, because you said chili's got to be served in bowls. And we've squeezed a bit more lime on it, haven't we?
We both love the freshness.
And we add seasoning, because it didn't say that in the recipe note.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, let's it's lovely and hot. Let's have a go. It's such a good idea after Christmas, or even before Christmas.
Well, it was so easy.
So easy. And you know what? I've got an idea. Why not do it with chicken?
There you go. If you have an extra chicken. Yes. Instead of coronation chicken.
Yeah. And your idea also was, why not lay some lovely avocado on the top?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That would be really nice.
Make it even more Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Delicious.
Brilliant. Mm. This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more information, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk, and you'll find these recipes in the December 2017 edition of Sainsbury's Magazine.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.